Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 109, the Waiting for Red episode. I am so close to being done with my Irish chain top, but I have run out of red fabric. I talk about this in the Quilt Diaries. When I talk about it, so of course I can't go back and order more red online. I did order some red from Fat Quarter Shop, but I ordered the wrong red. Yeah, because you know what I did? I went to the search engine, Fat Quarter Shop search engine, and searched for Kona Red. Well, Kona Red pops up, and there's just one. I'm like, okay, cool. Well, you know what? No, there's actually a couple, but I just assume that the red I have is sort of the true basic red, and that's what I order. And when it comes, it's like, no. It's a fact. I mean, it's a different red, and mine is a much darker red. I went to Thimble Pleasures. I'm just telling you everything that's in the Quilt Diaries. Oh, well, you have to listen to it twice. They didn't have it. Came back, said in my Quilt Diary, well, you know, I don't think I can really order more red online. But you know what I just did 5 minutes ago? I ordered more red. I went back to the Fat Quarter Shop, and there are two reds that I think my red is. Well, you know what I need, and I'll never do this. Why don't, when I get fabrics, I cut off, you know, the Savage Edge, which with the information and a little piece of the fabric, or I could just cut off the little piece of fabric and write, here's what this is, especially with these kind of basic solids that you might be your go-to solids, like red, for instance. But I didn't do that. But anyway, so I went back, Fat Quarter Shop, because you know what? It's terrible weather. I'm waiting for Thimble Pleasures to get their Kona order in. Who knows when that'll be? I want to finish this quilt. I went back, and lo and behold, there are lots of reds, and I think this is either Chinese red or dark red. So you know what I did? I ordered a half yard of each. $7 total, plus the shipping. It'll get here probably Tuesday. They're very fast. Anyway, yeah, because you know why? Because I just don't want to wait the rest of my life to get this fabric. You know, and I've got things going on, and I really feel, okay, so if these are the wrong fabrics, what do? I will make more red and white quilts. I've got all this red fabric now, various, you know, prints and hues and dots, and I really like red and white, so I don't know why. You know what? I wish I had just ordered some more white. I should have put some white in that order, too. Whoops, the man is in the kitchen making coffee. I'll wait on him. Anyway, this could just be the year of the red and white quilt. Maybe that's all I'll do. It'll be like a theme. It'll be my theme. But I'm really hoping one of these fabrics is going to be right. So now I've pretty much covered all the Quilt Diary territory. There's no need to listen on. Oh, now Will's coming downstairs. Just one person after another kind of popping into my life. Hold on. Right. If this weren't like the third time that I recorded this, I would start over and not torture you with announcing every new entrance of one of my family members, but I'd like to get this up online, yes, over at the, by the way, it's Saturday, January 26th, it is kind of a gloomy, overcast day. We had a winter storm yesterday and ended up with lots of ice on the road, and in fact, the roads are supposed to still be icy. It's going to warm up, and eventually the ice will melt off the roads. That will be good. I don't have any great plans for going anywhere. I was supposed to get my hair done, colored, yes, and cut this morning at 10, but I called Brooke yesterday and said, Brooke, I'm not going to be anywhere at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and I think that was for the best. We've rescheduled for Monday. So it is Saturday, the 26th, and all is well. Travis is here on the couch. I feel like I had things to tell you, but now I don't, and I'm rambling. So let me go to the comments. I appreciate everyone who took the time to comment on last week's episode, episode 108. Got very many nice comments and a good email from Chris, who I always love to hear from and who I need to email back. Heard from Terry and Sandy, Meredith, Kristen, Colleen. Heard some more from Kristen. Oh, and this is good. So I must have talked about how I hate using plastic wrap. And a couple people, Colleen and Kristen, talked about these little, they both referred to them as shower cap type things available at the dollar store. They usually come in 3 to 4 sizes in one package and can cover bowls in the fridge. You have to wash them, but you can reuse them. So I'm going to look for those because, you know, always looking for ways to, well, you know, reduce, reuse, recycle, be kind of a saint. That's me. Her from Liz and very lazy Daisy Marianne. Her from Kelly the Fifth. Her from Margaret Kay. Her from Tori. Her from Daphne. Oh, and Tori, whose daughter goes to state. And guess you know what their colors are? Red and white. So she wanted to know if I was making this, you know, in honor of state. No, Tori. No, that would get me kicked out of my family. No offense, but, you know, who knows? Maybe the boys will end up going to state and we'll have very different feelings here in 10 years. But right now, no. You knew that, though. And her from Daphne and from Joni Marie. Yay. So thank you to everyone. And if you want to comment, come over to theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. And leave a comment. This week I'm going to put pictures of what I have done on my Irish chain. It's very close to being finished, the top of it. And then also my mom sent me a picture, maybe two, of some work she's doing. She's doing a lot of paper piecing. It's really beautiful work. I have never done paper piecing, and that may be something that I'll give a try this year. I just heard, oh, I guess Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us was talking about some paper piecing she was doing with her guild, maybe for a block of the month. Anyway, mom's pictures are lovely, and I would love to share them with you, so I shall. So come on over. You can drop me an email at fdowell, D-O-W-E-L-L, at nc.rr.com. If you haven't left an iTunes review, feel free. Go over. Say something nice. Make my day. All right. Well, let's go on then to the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, day one. It may be the only day. It's Wednesday. Martin Luther King holiday. It threw me off. It's Wednesday, January 23rd. Oh, a beautiful day. Very cold. Is it cold where you are? Well, maybe not Kelly the Fifth and Jay. They're out in California. And Susan, the history quilter, she's listening. They're enjoying beautiful, warm weather. While here on the East Coast, it's a bit nippy. But that's okay. The sun is shining, which makes me happy. Anyway, this may be a part A and part B quilt diary, but tomorrow is posting day. Aren't I being good? Yes, I am. Now I should be able to post next week. Next Friday, I'm going to Nashville. But that shouldn't interrupt our regularly scheduled broadcast. Let me tell you where I am here in part A, part one of a quilt diary. Oh, who knows how it's going to go? I don't know. I should be cooking dinner, so this will actually be quick, but hopefully I'll get a chance to come back later. Irish chain quilt. I have the body of the quilt done. Yay! And I will definitely have a picture of that. Now, I have a bit of a conundrum. I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. So, I ordered more white fabric because I'm just getting low on white fabric, and more red fabric from the Fat Quarter Shop. I did this about a week ago, anticipating that I might not have enough red fabric, Kona solid red fabric, to complete this. And I was right. But when I got the red fabric, and this is my fault, not Fat Quarter Shop. I love Fat Quarter Shop. They are great to order from. I don't know where I should look. I have no idea where their brick and mortar shop is located, or their warehouse, or however they do it. But their stuff always gets to me in 2 days. It's always very nicely cut, very nicely packaged. I just think the world of the Fat Quarter Shop. Anyway, my fault. I just ordered the wrong red. I just thought standard red, right? And then the red I got looked like a standard red, but it wasn't my standard red. Well, and that was okay when I got, because on Monday, I went to Thimble Pleasures, because that's where I bought this red in the first place. Went back to the wall of Kona Solids. They had several reds, not this red. And then I saw one of the women who works there, someone who I like very much, and I don't know her name. I need to find out her name. She's really helpful and funny and fun. Anyway. I feel like we're friends. We're not, but I feel that we are. Anyway, I said, can you help me? What's up with the reds? And if you'll recall, I believe I mentioned that I went to Thimble Pleasures last Saturday, the Saturday before last, really, to look for white, and they did not have it. They were out. They were waiting on an order. So I asked on Monday, I said, can you help me? She said, you know, we just have this big back order of Kona Solids. We should get it in the next week or so. And we will have your red in. I hope. You know, we really did have several reds. Just this is kind of, if you look at it, it's a dark red. Kind of a, not a brick, maybe a blood red. Anyway, so I came home thinking, well, you know, I've got this fabric. I'm here, right here. Can you hear my fabric? That I, when I bought this red last year, when I first got in my mind, I was going to do a red and white quilt, and I got this patterned fabric, red and white. It's the one with the leaves. Well, you know, I can use that for the borders. I've done the body of the quilt. So you have the body of the quilt, inner border white, middle border red, outer border white. Oh, I've got the body done. I've got enough white to do the white borders. I could use this pattern fabric to do the red borders. And I thought about that. Well, you know, I could do this as an experiment. I think what I really want is a solid red, but you know, it wouldn't hurt to experiment and see how I felt. Although the problem is I don't think I have enough of this pattern fabric to do the corner. They're not cornerstones. They're really corner blocks. And I think you would have to have that. But they do have this fabric still over at Thimble Pleasures. But you know, the week has kind of gotten away from me. I didn't do work on Monday, and Tuesdays have become a really busy night. Jack now has debate practice. Will has basketball practice. I have my Bible study. And it's all crazy. And it's just crazy. That's all you need to know about the craziness, that it's crazy. So I didn't get anything done yesterday. Now I'm thinking it's almost the weekend. I've got a couple knitting projects. I'm making a hat for Will's friend Gavin. It's the same as the hat that I made for the man and Jack and my dad and Will. But this is in Green Bay Packer colors. And I made a deal with Gavin that I would make him a hat because he admired Will's hat very much. I said, well, I'll make you one. It's a really easy hat to make. I'm almost done. I said, but you have to make me something. And he kind of liked that idea. So anyway, I've got to finish that. I've got to finish Will's checkerboard socks, which are going to take a little while. So, you know, I have projects to get me through to the weekend. And I thought, well, maybe I'll do that and just keep fingers crossed that Thimble Pleasures will get, if they have not gotten, the Kona Solids in, and then I can go and get my solid red with fingers crossed that they have it. But the woman there seemed to think I had the red with me, and she looked at it and I don't know, like magic, like, oh yes, we'll have that. And the problem is I don't know what it's called. So I can't, you know, I can't go back to Fat Quarter Shop, because how can you tell online? How can you distinguish between these reds that really are just degrees different? I mean, there was a red that was very close, and I almost thought, well, I could do that, but you know, I'd rather not. This is a very simple quilt. There's nothing much to it. Really, I'm looking forward to the quilting of it. I'm making it a little narrower than the pattern, just sort of one vertical row narrower. Because I have a wall in mind for this in my kitchen, sort of the kitchen eating area. And if I go with the, what does this end up being? 54 by 66. If I do 54, it's too wide. So I've cut off a row. It's a cute little quilt, but I want to use it when I do my Craftsy class to machine quilt. It's kind of a practice quilt. I have to tell you a nice story. Today, I met another quilter on my walk, and I already knew her, but not as a quilter. And who knows, she may even be listening to this. If she is, hi, Debbie. This is my neighbor, Debbie, who I've been running into. I don't know when we first started running into each other, but I would say since the fall, when we are out walking our dogs, Travis and Annie, we kind of fall in together and walk. And Debbie lives on the next street over, and she's lovely. She's very easy to talk to, and I have a lot of fun talking to her. I hope she has fun talking to me. And today I mentioned about going to the Cincinnati Quilt Show with my mom. She said, you make quilts? And I said, do you? She said, yes. And it turns out we have loads in common as quilters. I really feel like we do. So not big group people. So not, she's kind of did a year in the Modern Quilt Guild. I was a member for a year. I don't think I went to a year's worth of meetings. I think I maybe went to 3 meetings. And we didn't get to talking about why she's not doing the Durham Orange Quilt Guild. For me, it's just Monday nights are a really bad night. Anyway, but kind of both have, I don't know. I don't want to speak too much for Debbie, but I just say that we had fun talking and it was very exciting. And we talked about even maybe, who knows, maybe we will do some quilt shows together or a shop hop. Because, you know, I would love to do a shop hop, but I don't want to do it by myself. But I don't want to go with a big group on a bus either and be trapped in the hop, in the hopping process. And so there's usually, I think there might be one in the spring. Anyway, that would be really fun. So I'm very excited to have finally met a quilting buddy here in my neighborhood even. You know, I mean, I have you guys, and I appreciate you so much because without you, I'm nothing. But to have an actual in real life person who lives close to me, that's going to be really neat. I'm very happy to know. And it's just funny because, again, we've walked and talked a little bit over the last few months, and this is just coming out. So, yay, new quilting friend. I want to tell you that I finished The Paris Wife, and I really liked it. I did not like that, you know, the first disc of the audiobook that I listened to for some reason. And the character of Hadley, who's Ernest Hemingway's first wife, the Paris wife, the one who married him before he got famous. I don't know. There was something about the narrator, something I just didn't like. But as soon as I started reading it, I liked it very much. I got a little frustrated with Hadley because she is a bit of a passive character, and that can be hard, especially when Ernest kind of starts treating her wrong, and she ends up in a situation that I found very difficult. And it's very sad. I was very sad at the end. You know, she kind of telescopes to the end of, well, you know, you may not have read it, although you probably know that Ernest Hemingway committed suicide, as did his father, and as did Hadley's father. So, and I think his brother did. No, his sister did as well. So, anyway, but I really did enjoy it. It was fun. I love a good novel. I love a novel that sucks me in, and I know I'm going to stay with. It's actually one of the reasons I love my book club because, you know, sometimes I can be a lazy reader, or sometimes it's just hard. You know how it is if you only have a bit of time every day to read. It's easier to put down nonfiction and pick it back up than put down a novel. If I start reading a novel and I really like it, like I just drop everything. You know, I barely go get the children from school. So nonfiction is a little safer, I think. I did get, who was it? Kristen. I'm going to say Kristen and not Kirsten. It's Kristen. Isn't it Kristen? I'm going to check because I don't want to be rude. My niece is Kirsten, and that just throws me off of every Kristen I've ever met. I checked. It's Kristen, just like I knew it was. I just had that blip. It's like, what if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong? I wasn't, of course. Anyway, she recommends that I pick up The Secret Keeper, Kate Morton's new book, and give it another chance. She said she had sort of the same reaction as I did starting it, and I may be paraphrasing here a little bit, but that she recognized Morton's modus operandi, you know, what she does, and thought it might be same old, same old. Chris, now I'm really paraphrasing, but anyway, said it was totally worth it. Totally worth it when you get into the book. So, you know, I'm going to Nashville next week. Depending if I do really well on my grocery shopping and kind of keep that down, I keep it a book's worth down for the week, maybe I'll sort of get that for the trip and give it another chance. That's the thing, too. I think I mentioned this when I got it. A library book, a lot of new other books coming in, and so maybe I'll do that. I'll give it another chance because I certainly have enjoyed her other books. So what I don't know what I'm going to read now. I got a package from Janice Ian, my new best friend. It was very kind of her. I sent her books and she sent me she has a book. She has an autobiography and sent me music as well. And it's just beautiful. What a beautiful voice. And I actually gave it to one of the discs she sent to the man who, you know, didn't even think he knew who she was, but of course he did. And he listened to it and was talking and said, oh yeah, you know, how he knew so many of the songs. He hadn't realized that he knew who she was, and just beautiful music. Anyway, so I have got her autobiography that I think would probably be really fun to read. She lives in Nashville and wants to get coffee. I just don't know. I would love to meet her, and I think that would be really neat. But I'm staying with a friend. The schedule will be tight, and it's where I'm going to be on a panel, people with MFAs in creative writing who make their living outside of the university. And it's a pretty, and we talked to these MFA students at the creative writing program at Vanderbilt, and it's pretty intense. It's a lot of talking, and my guess is we'll probably be done with the talking with the panel by about 3 o'clock on Saturday. But then there's going to be a dinner later. And so I was like, well, I could go then. I could meet Janice. And at the same time, I'm like, man, you really probably should go back to my friend's house and just chill and take a nap. So I might should do that instead. I'll think about it. I'll see what the schedule is. I also kind of, you know, I have several really close friends who I will see, and I don't want to be like, well, you know, I'd love to hang out with you, but I gotta go hang out with my new best friend, you know, and celebrity person of the 70s, Janice Ian. I gotta do that instead. That may seem a little rude, so, but yes, but I would like to read her autobiography, which got very good reviews. I also, for my book club Christmas party, we do a book swap, and I got Great Expectations by Charles Dickens, which I've never read. And I started reading it at Christmas, and again, it got bumped. But I really was enjoying it. So that's on my list, too. And I was reading something the other day. You know, I get the winter blues, and I was reading stuff like How Not To. And one of the suggestions was read classic literature because it has so much to say about life, and, you know, it's deep and meaningful. I was like, yeah, that's kind of a really good idea. It's like, give your brain something and your heart something to really chew on. So I thought, well, I can read Great Expectations. I might do that. You never know. But I mean, it's always fun when you finished a book, especially a good book that's got you excited about reading, to think about, oh, what will I read next? Let me know if you have any suggestions, something that you've read recently that you think would just knock me out, especially novels. I'm always looking for a good novel. You know how I am. All right, I need to go make dinner. And we'll see if I come back later, because I might come back tomorrow just to say bye. Didn't think of anything else to say. Got too caught up in whatever. I've got a DVD I want to watch. It's on physics. It's called The Elegant Universe. And I guess one of the people prominent in it is this physicist, Brian Greene. My friend Anne, I had lunch with her couple weeks ago. I might have talked about it last week. Anyway, she recommended him because we were talking about ghosts, and I was talking about my theory of time is that time exists in layers, that we think of it as chronological, but I think it loops back around on itself, and that is what ghosts are. Just someone's kind of, you know, seeped up from their layer of time. I know it sounds crazy, but you know, when I was telling her about that, I was like, yeah, I do. I really think that time exists in layers, and that makes sense to me in ways. I think just if you've ever been to a place, it could be a street corner, not necessarily a historic place, and you feel the presence of something, you know, of something old or something, just an energy. I don't want to get too new agey. I'm really not a new agey person, but you know, you do. And I've been places where you really do. And especially if there's been violence there. The man and I were, this is a long story. I'll tell you a little bit. Many, many years ago, before we had children, we were volunteers in the park for the National Park Service. And we lived on Portsmouth Island, which is a deserted village on the Outer Banks. It's across the water from Ocracoke. It's about 5 miles across from Ocracoke. And people will come over for day trips. There's no place. There are cabins. There's this village that is kept up by the Park Service, but no one lives there. In any event, so we would stay on the island for a couple of weeks, and then we would go back to Harker's Island, to which was where the ranger station was, to get groceries and go to a movie, whatever. We'd do that for a weekend. And when we did that, when we went to Harker's Island, we stayed in a trailer owned by the Park Service, and we both would have really bad dreams. And it just felt really strange to us. And one time, I think we even both had dreams about spiders at the same time. But we did. We both had bad dreams at the same time one night. I really do remember that. Anyway, what we found out later, because we were talking to someone about that, they said, yeah, there was a massacre on that point of the island, like way back in the day. These two warring tribes were having peace talks, and one tribe was coming to, you know, for a big peace conference with the other tribe, and the other tribe set them up. And so when they came, the other tribe killed them all right where we were staying, right in that area. And so that's the thing. That's what I'm talking about. Some bad energy there, some bad zen, and we were feeling it and having bad dreams. So there you have it. So that's why I'm watching this DVD on quantum mechanics. No, but when I was when Anne and I were talking about it, you know, she said that's what, you know, that's quantum mechanics. That's, you know, theories of time. And, you know, I'm by no means a scientist, but I feel like I can know more about science. I think particularly some physics, really, it has a kind of spiritual element to it. There's something very interesting and poetic. There was a book I read a long, long time ago called The Tao of Physics. So I think there's some overlapping and interesting ways that I might be interested in kind of, you know, whatever. But that's what I've been meaning to watch this before. I have to turn it back into the library. So I may be doing that tonight. I do have some blue fabric ironed. Either I'm trying to think who sent it to me. One of the lovely people who sent me a fabric. Anyway, it was either Sally or AJ Dub. But I have some ironed, and I really want to get back on my mosaic blocks because I'm ready for new quilt on my bed. Anyway, that's where I am. Let me go ahead. I think I'm just going to go ahead and wrap this up. And if I have more things to tell you tomorrow, I will tell them to you in the introduction. Yes, indeedy. So I hope you have a good week. I hope you're doing the work that you want to do. Hope you're feeling inspired. Make time for yourself. Go look at the stars. This is a beautiful time of year to look at the stars. And I don't do it enough because I'm a weenie and don't like being cold. But last night, coming home, got out of the car and looked up. And man, it was something. It was beautiful. This is why we like stars in our quilts so much. They're just amazing. All right. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.